to Matt Mair on Air. Jane Matt Mair, Luke Mathers, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful, snowy downtown Waukesha. They're listening all across the state on the Civic Media Radio Network, even globally or countrywide if you have the Civic Media app. Shout out to everybody in Green Bay this morning listening on WBGW. Luke Mathers, you drove in this morning from Middleton. You kind of got going before things started really getting bad.
Yeah, our friends up there in WGBW, Green Bay, Wisconsin. But we're good, Jane. Not even that far. I'm on the east side, not the west side. So I don't have to go to Middleton. I'm coming from Sun Prairie. So quick and easy drive this morning. The road a little slick. I had a little bit of an experience turning into the parking lot here at WAUK.
You got all the way here.
And then it was just a little slick as I was pulling into the parking lot. And I just kind of skid a little bit and I braked. I don't know.
You used your brakes.
I used my brakes. Yes. There we go. Perfect. And made sure that I was okay. And then finished parking and I was good to go.
Good. So I came in. I live in Milwaukee. We're in downtown Waukesha. Usually takes me 45 minutes. It took me about an hour this morning.
Yeah.
They're about 30 miles an hour all the way down Blue Mountain Road, which I didn't think was terrible.
No.
And for the most part, I applaud you, my fellow drivers, because I only saw two morons. And I think that is a step in the right direction.
There we go.
You know? One cab of a semi got stuck on this hill. It's amazing how much you appreciate the grade on a hill when it's snowy and slippery. So, the cab of the semi gets stuck, and now everyone is stuck. And so I managed to wiggle around him and avoid that and take a different route. But wherever you are this morning, we hope you are safe.
Yes.
If you don't have to go out, really, seriously, don't.
You could find a soup recipe and try cooking.
You could find
that would be a good way to spend your day.
Luke, we were talking soup before the show started. Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist, is going to be joining us coming up at 10:20 just to give us an update. There's going to be a blizzard warning for parts of Wisconsin. Already 5.5 inches of snow reported near Richland Center. And when I look at this 511wi.gov map, we got accidents all over the place. I mean, the majority are around Milwaukee, north of Milwaukee, but then in Janesville, in Madison, we have something in Wisconsin Dells, Toma, Black River Falls. So they're kind of scattered all over the place. And again, if you don't have to go out today, it's a good day to stay home and cook or take a nap or read a book.
And enjoy the snow day, Wisconsin, because the conditions are only going to get rougher.
Yes.
So you want to make sure that you're being prepared. If you haven't already gone to the grocery store and stocked up on provisions, maybe make a quick run, but otherwise
you've got enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got enough.
Enjoy what you have in the pantry.
In the fridge.
Now.
Get creative with what you got. All right. We have a very, very busy show coming up today. January is National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Yesterday was National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. Dr. Debbie Lassiter is the CEO and co-founder of an organization called the Convergence Resource Center. It's a 20-year-old faith-based nonprofit that helps female survivors of human trafficking. Dr. Lassiter is joining us coming up at 10:30. At 11:06, I'm very excited about this. We have two hazelnut growers.
I'm excited to learn more because I don't know much of anything about hazelnuts.
I know.
And so I'm a big trivia buff. I like being able to play bar trivia, and I'm hoping that the knowledge that I learned today will come in handy one day.
Absolutely. Paul Ronsheim, who grows hazelnuts in Barneveld, and Jason is also a UW Extension agent who runs a shelling facility. So we're going to learn all about hazelnuts in Wisconsin and the good things they're doing, not only for nutrition and things like that, but ecologically and environmentally. And then we're going to wrap things up this morning. There's a brewery in La Crosse called the 608 Brewing Company that jumped right on this former UW Chancellor, La Crosse Chancellor, Tony Gao, came out with a beer called Hot for Chancellor.
That's so soon. Like
they were right on it, man.
On top of that,
they were just right on top of it. So
they were waiting for the news to break. Actually, they had this beer just
sitting there,
waiting in the wing, and they were like, "Come on, when is this news gonna break?" And then
it did.
That's impressive to already have. And have you seen the label?
I have.
It's It's kind of wild.
It's really funny. It's so Philip Humphrey is the owner and the head brewer of the 608 Brewing Company, and he will be joining us coming up at 11:50. If you ever want to join us, you can call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We had someone mentioned yesterday on the text line that they missed Greg's party.
I gotta live up to the hype as best I can. So I don't want to let Greg down while he's away. I did not do it yesterday. I apologize.
That's all right. Also, leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We're gonna start out with, I think this is good news. Of course, it's good news for me because I'm not a millionaire or a multimillionaire who's been affected by this, but for the vast majority of Americans, I would think the news that the IRS has gotten more money, $360 million the IRS has pulled in from millionaire households with at least $250,000 in tax debt.
Wow. You know, sounds like they're taking care of business.
Doesn't it, though?
Tax delinquency. It's a crime, right, Jane?
I believe it is a crime.
Not paying your taxes.
That sounds
like a crime.
That does sound like a crime to me.
So IRS cracking down on crime, tax delinquents. Sounds pretty good to me.
Is that a bad thing?
No, I don't think so.
This is after in October the IRS announced they had collected $160 million in delinquent taxes.
Just raking it in, apparently.
So now we're at $520 million.
Wow.
That seems like a pretty good ROI.
I'm not going to try to do math here on the radio, but I would agree with you. That sounds like a very good return.
And just as a reminder, not everyone wanted to fund the IRS or increase the number of agents.
Some people are looking to cut some of those increases. Still,
they want to cut the funding for the IRS, right? And now they're going to have to get rid of more agents who just pulled in almost $500 million.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense.
This is one of the political bargaining chips about whether or not the government's going to get funded later next week. I think a week from today is for the first part of the spending bill.
Is the deadline.
And then we got another deadline in February. And how much the IRS has received in funding is one of those political bargaining chips that some people want to see it done away with. But as you pointed out, Jane, that sounds like pretty good return on the investment for the American people.
It's almost a half a billion dollars.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, and it sounds like they're just getting started.
Yeah.
So if you are, and I'm sure many multimillionaires listen to our program, I know I would. If you are a multimillionaire and you've not been paying your tax, you know, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 in taxes, you may want to look at that.
Yeah, just catch up. Just be like, oh, it got lost in the mail. And that way you don't have to deal with, you know, the delinquency and the crime, the criminal doing. Crime doing? I don't know. It's a Friday. Jeez.
The evil doing.
Yes.
Is this a bad thing that the IRS is cracking down on multimillionaires and, I don't know, actually expecting them to pay their fair share of taxes? 844-967-2789, 844-967-PARTY.
Oh, my bad.
Timing. We'll get there. We got this show today and then Monday, and then Greg will be back.
Yes. Don't say it so excitedly. Come on.
That's not true. You put your life on the line to drive in here.
Hey, I don't think it was. This morning it was not that bad. It will be an adventure. I'm going to pull a Luke Skywalker and travel out into the cold later, but
I'm worried about you getting home.
The missus is a little concerned too.
I'm sure she is. If you have to, we can put you up somewhere.
Oh, my brother doesn't live too far, so I'm gonna take a good look at that.
A really nice hotel in downtown Waukesha.
What's the site listeners can go check out if they're looking for road closures and
go to 511wi.gov.
So I'll give that a good look before I decide whether or not I'm hitting the road.
Yeah, and again, they're scattered all over the place. Now we've got one, again, near Toma. We have one in Linden Station, Madison, a number around Madison, around Janesville. There's one complete closure there, so you want to be aware of that as well. 511wi.gov, also a number of power outages, mainly centered in southeastern Wisconsin. We Energies has an out, Heritage Map, if you ever want to take a look at that. And make sure, too, if you are in the dark, you want to call them and let them know that you lost your power so they can get you on the grid and they can start getting their crews out there. Those people are heroes.
Yes.
they really are. Those the line repairs and all that stuff. And yeah. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm just doing just fine as long as I don't have to shovel. Unfortunately, that's not the case this morning.
Nope, not going to be.
What was the statistic I read? The top 25 richest people pay taxes at roughly a quarter of the rate that I pay taxes as a retired teacher. That's a pretty outrageous gift. You know, it's the old rich get richer and the poor get poorer trick. And our wonderful legislature is all in favor of tax breaks, except when they want to support, for instance, big cities or the public schools. We've got a $3.5 billion surplus. In Wisconsin.
Yep.
Yeah, and yet. Oh, by the way, they gave away in private school welfare, they gave $3,000 per student. But if you're a public school, you're eligible for a total of $300 per student. But oops, that doesn't come out of the surplus. You've got to pass a referendum to even get that relatively small amount of support. Meantime, there's this $3.5 billion. What do you suppose they're going to do with that? Maybe give again. Further tax welfare giveaways to their donors.
you make great points, Jack. Thank you so very much. We're coming up against the break here. It does make you question who is their priority?
Yeah, well, this pretty puts forth a pretty strong argument as well that the funding of the IRS,
it's important.
It's just money well spent.
It is. You got a good ROI there, yeah. Dudes. Let's keep it up. All right, when we return, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be here to give us an update. It's going to be weather and wine on the way next. You're listening to Matt Nair on air across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Thank you so much for joining us on this very, very snowy January day. Jane Matt Nair, Luke Mathers coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. And joining us, she is our meteorologist for the Civic Media Radio Network, Brittany Merlot. Busy times for meteorologists, but this is what you guys live for, right, Brittany?
This is, but usually they're not so close together. A 1-2 punch and then a cold snap afterwards. So three punches.
Yeah, three punches. Exactly. Well, I know Corey, another one of our engineers and who's also a weather guy, posted that Richland Center already has 5.5 inches. How is this shaping up around the state and who's going to get hit the hardest?
Yes, exactly. So right now, 5 inches being reported in the southern parts of the state, even about 4.5 in towards Waukesha as well. So those areas, you're definitely going to be on the higher of the totals, as you can tell already, as a lot of us are only seeing about 1 to 2 inches so far further up north.
Oh.
So it's coming down right now, but that's just right now. So as we go through this afternoon, we've still got heavy accumulations left to go. This is just the beginning. By this afternoon, winds are going to be whipping up to 35 miles per hour, especially inland. And then if you're by the lake, by tonight, winds are going to be gusting up to 50 to potentially 60 miles per hour. This is why there is a blizzard warning that's going into effect this afternoon for the Fox Valley. So Green Bay, Oshkosh, Appleton, those areas are going to be seeing some of the heaviest hitting snowfall from tonight, mainly because of the winds whipping right off of Green Bay and the lake as well. So with that said, I'm also thinking inland of Lake Michigan too. So that could be in towards even Sheboygan, Beaver Dam, the Dells, same stuff. We're looking at over a foot of snowfall for you guys. We could be potentially pushing 15 inches. It's not unheard of. And I forgot to mention, I don't want to forget my friends up north, Bayfield and Ashland County. You are also in a blizzard warning as well. That's going to kick on off of Lake Superior, where you could get, again, 7 to 15 inches of snowfall as well. So those are the heaviest hit areas, but widespread, the whole state, expect 5 to 10. We're going to get it.
Well, and what's so dangerous about that too, Brittany, is because the visibility is bad right now. And you get those winds blasting at 40, 50, 60 miles an hour. You're not going to be able to see anything. You're really not. It's like driving in hyperdrive in Star Wars, you know, when the snow is coming at you like that. You can't see anything.
No, you can't. I would not recommend driving this afternoon and through this evening. Just hunker down, watch a movie, and maybe have a cup of coffee, watch the snow fall. But shoveling shifts, though, unfortunately, you are going to have to get out there, because it's starting off heavier, wetter. As it gets colder, that is going to freeze into a chunk of ice.
So my husband and I had this discussion last night, and he said, I'm going to wait until it's all over. I'm going to wait until all the snow, it stops snowing. So Saturday, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do all of it. And you are telling me that that is not a good idea.
I would not do that. I would definitely get out there at some point tonight. I know it's the worst of it. You'll have stories, I guess, but if you can, try to do it tonight, because then it's going to be a lighter and fluffier snow through the evening and overnight hours. So that's going to be blowing and drifting around. Then you can wait in the morning for that. But get the heavier, wetter stuff out and off, and then tomorrow morning is pretty good.
We can clip that, Jane, and we'll send it. We'll send it to your husband.
To my husband?
Yeah,
good.
That way we know.
Then I have
we got
backup.
The evidence.
Then, yeah. I have some backup. I have an expert. Look, here's my meteorologist. My meteorologist, Brittany, says that this yes. is how you should do it. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And then it's going to get stupid cold. So once this system finally gets out of here Saturday, then the temps are going to plummet, right, Brittany?
Yep. Throughout the afternoon Saturday, we're going to be crashing to below zero by Saturday night. A lot of wind chill warnings and advisories are going to start to go out throughout the area, because Sunday, we're going to struggle to get above zero. Further north you live, you're staying negative. And that's going to continue into Monday, slowly rising by Tuesday. I'm really not seeing the difference even through the rest of next week as
Seriously?
Well.
Seriously? So it's going to stay super cold?
Yeah, it is.
I saw, what, like 13 for Tuesday, and it's like, woo.
That's a balmy double
we'll
digit
take,
right
we'll
there.
Take
yeah,
13, baby.
We
got to
be
we'll
happy
13.
For that.
Any chance that we have to worry about a polar vortex this year that we experienced a couple of years ago?
I would say this is the closest one that we're going to have right now, right around the corner, because these wind chills, the winds are not going to stop. That's the problem, is they're going to keep gusting to 25, 30 miles an hour through the early week. So it'll be feeling near negative 20 to near negative 35 further up north. Yeah.
And keep in mind, and certainly people who work outside, my heart goes out to you. It really does. And people who have to drive for a living, and delivery drivers and truck drivers and semi drivers. So please be careful. Please keep your animals in mind.
Yes.
When it gets this super cold, especially with dogs, because their pads can actually freeze.
They can.
We take
can.
Very careful. Like when even with the extreme cold is one thing, but with the salts that everybody puts down too, like, he's adorable when he wears them, but Remy's got little booties. He's got little snow booties. And this time of year is when we put those on to make sure that he's taken well care of in conditions like outside.
I tried that once with Barkley with the booties. So not happening.
Oh, he hates them. He hates them so much, but he's adorable. And I feel bad laughing at him sometimes, but he like tries to like kick out of them. And it's pretty adorable to watch. But I'm like, come on, bud. Like, it's important.
We're doing this for you.
This is for you. Please just accept the little booties. You're adorable. We're going to go out. You're going to do your business. You're going to come back in and warm up. And we do that. It's a struggle at least once a year of just trying to get the booties on his feet.
It's like they have to relearn how to walk.
Yes.
It's
like we have to relearn how to drive sometimes.
Yes,
a
that's
strange
true.
Comparison. That is a good comparison.
That
right
is
there.
A very good comparison. And while you say that, Brittany, again, I'm going to keep mentioning this 511wi.gov website. gives you a whole statewide look at where all the accidents are across the states. And we have a big closing around the Janesville area. But download it. It's very, very useful. If you have to go out today, if you do not have to go out today, have a fire, turn the gas fireplace on. Like you said, Brittany, read a book, watch a movie, go play outside with the kids before it's, you know, 13 below zero.
Yeah, too cold to do that.
Exactly. Take the time to relax, right? Don't see it as such a negative. Just stay inside with the family, relax.
And do it and shovel in shifts.
Send the kids out there. Help your neighbors. Don't forget about them, please. This is a big storm, okay? So help them out if you can.
Definitely, especially if they're elderly. We don't want to, this does happen a lot of times. This stuff is going to be heavy. I know it's going to get a little fluffier as the day goes on. But yeah, if you can be a good neighbor, that would be great. Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Thank you so very much for the update, Brittany. Really appreciate it. I know you're going to have a very busy day.
Yes, cheers. Happy snow day to the kids and good luck parents shoveling. Stay safe, everybody.
Thanks a lot, Brittany.
Thanks, Brittany.
Coming up, the news is next. And when we return, a special guest, Dr. Debbie Lassiter, is going to be here. So stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close to me. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Luke Mathers coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us. January is National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and yesterday marked National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. So our special guest is Dr. Debbie Lassiter. She's the CEO and co-founder of the Convergence Resource Center. It's a 20-year-old faith-based nonprofit helping female survivors of human trafficking. Dr. Lassiter, thank you so very much for joining the show today. How are you?
I'm great, and thank you guys so much for this opportunity.
It's a really horrible thing to have to talk about, but it exists, and it is a widespread problem, human trafficking.
Yes it is. We have been given kind of the moniker of being the Harvard of human trafficking because people come here from all over to learn how to traffic, but actually it is in every city, every state, every country, and it follows the largest events, and so it's all over.
So what, explain HEMED to me, if you would, please, because I know that's one of your group's signature things.
Yeah, that is really one of our signatures that we're very, very proud of. HEMED is Human Trafficking Educators with Men and Boys Standing Against the Demand. And so what we do is we educate men on what human trafficking actually is. Most of the time, men don't associate human trafficking as being a crime without some education because it has been so normalized in our society that we ignore it. When men go to a strip club or even women to a strip club, they don't think that the people that are performing on stage are doing it against their will. Many times they are. As a matter of fact, about 90% of our clients say to us they have been in every strip club in Wisconsin, forced to perform at all different ages. Some of them as young as 15, 16, performing in strip clubs that grown men are in, but they're not looking at it thinking, oh, they don't want to be there. We have to educate men and the community to understand that human trafficking has to involve fraud, force, or coercion. Fraud, you understand because I lie to you. Force, you understand because I inflict physical pain on you. But coercion is tricky because I trick you into thinking that you wanted to do it. So you don't see it as a crime. Sure. You don't report it as a crime. And so that is it. And so what HEMAT does is it allows men to take a visible stand against human trafficking. We have had over 60,000 men in 11 states and 3 countries to take a stand against human trafficking. And this past year, we had our very first HEMAT bikers ride, where motorcycle bikers from all over Wisconsin rode from Milwaukee to Madison, took the pledge and took a stand against human trafficking.
Well, that's hopeful. It's something. Dr. Debbie Lassiter is our guest. She is the CEO of the Convergence Resource Center, which works with female victims of human trafficking. I'm curious, Dr. Lassiter, when your educators talk to these groups of men, what is the biggest revelation for them? What are their responses when they're presented with this information that not everybody's doing this voluntarily?
Right. So part of the education is like about a 3 to 5 minute video that they watch that tells them what human trafficking is and how it manifests. And what we saw the first year we did it at this scale, men actually became emotional. Some of them even shed tears, because they realized that activities that they had participated in actually contributed to human trafficking, and they were devastated because they have daughters, they have wives, sisters, cousins, friends, and they had no idea that inviting girls into a frat party, right, thinking that they want to be there because they volunteered, and finding out that, hey, that wasn't what was happening. That wasn't what was happening at your bachelor party. That's not what's happening when you go to the strip club. That's not what happened when you participate in prostitution, because even though prostitution is illegal in the state of Wisconsin, it's active. We know that.
Sure.
But everyone jumping in and out of a car or meeting you somewhere in a hotel or doing an in call or an out call is not doing it voluntarily. And so they were devastated.
I don't want to say that that's good, because I don't want anyone to be devastated, but we have to face the reality.
Yes.
Of what you just pointed out. And certainly we all want to assume that the dancers at the strip clubs are all doing this because they, you know, they're paying their college tuition and whatever. But that's not necessarily the case. And certainly that's not the case with prostitution. And one of the things I have learned over the years in talking to different experts, it's the grooming is so insidious. Mm-hmm. In several different situations. In some instances, it's a man finding a young, vulnerable girl, convincing her, I'm going to take care of you, I love you, and then sending her out to traffic. Other instances are family members, trafficking other family members. And I think that's one of the things that shocked me the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interfamilial trafficking is real. It is very active in our state as well as other places. Often they don't see it as a crime because it came from the family. Mothers are trafficking their daughters. Fathers are trafficking their daughters. They're teaching their sons to be traffickers. They're teaching their daughters to be traffickers. And so when you come to them, law enforcement or someone else comes to them and say, hey, this is wrong, we can stop this, you're asking them to turn against their family. So they're not readily jumping up and down saying, hey, yeah, I want to do it.
Sure.
It's just like if all my life I thought red was that bright red color and I walk into a room and now you tell me, no, that's not red, that's yellow. I don't believe you. And that's what we come up against. They don't believe you, and we'll become very aggressive in their non-belief. We saw a lot of it in the news in Wisconsin in recent years. I think a lot of people were shocked when that mother in Kenosha was trafficking her 15 and 16-year-old daughters with a pedophile living in the house and sleeping in the bedroom next to her 9-year-old son. So, you know, people do it for all different reasons. It always comes down to money. It's never just a power issue. It's always money involved. It's a $150 billion a year business. And that's tax-free because they're not reporting their taxes,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah, exactly. If you're just joining us, Dr. Debbie Lassiter is our guest. She's the CEO and co-founder of Convergence Resource Center. It's a 20-year-old faith-based nonprofit that helps female survivors of human trafficking. January is National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and that's why Dr. Lassiter is joining us today. So how do you... in that scenario where it is intra-family trafficking, mm-hmm. what kind of educational journey do people have to go on in order to recognize this?
Well, often what we, first of all, I would say anyone that's going to work with human trafficking survivors, please get trained. Because if you're not trained, you're going to re-victimize, you're going to hurt them, you're going to cause lots of problems. Many times, if it's an interfamilial trafficking situation, we can't go in saying, hey, your whole family's bad and you need to stand up against that. You have to really build a relationship with the person. And there has to be a mental health professional that is trained in working with human trafficking survivors. Because what's going to happen is that she begins to realize, or he begins to realize, that there was something wrong with what happened. And then to realize that their family were the ones doing it to them. And then for them to realize that it's something that you should be trying to get away from. There's a lot of trauma coming.
Boy,
out of that.
I can't even imagine. I can't even mm-hmm. imagine what that slow discovery process must mm-hmm. be like for some of these people who have been victimized. That's got to be a really painful journey.
And what people have to realize, too, is along with that, that trauma bond has been built. An example would be a lady that we worked with for years. When I first met her, her trafficker liked to set her on fire. He thought it was fun to watch. He kept her in a cage under a bed, and he only let her out when she was working. And so after he had been arrested, she said to me, Dr. D, I want to ask you a question, but I don't want you to think bad of me. I said, oh, sure. What is it? She said, I need to go see him and check on him and make sure he's okay. Now, everything in me was screaming one thing, but my face had to show something completely different.
Sure.
And my conversation with her couldn't be a condemning one of him or of her. So I just had to talk with her for about a half hour to say, well, why do you think you need to go see him? What do you think is wrong? So she could go through that in her mind and then come to herself. Maybe I shouldn't go see him. I think you're right. Maybe you shouldn't. So we have to be trained in how to talk to them. Because if I would have said, oh, that's stupid, why do you want to go see him? Do you know what he did to you? Then we are doing everything that the trafficker told her we would do.
Wow.
We are saying that he is evil. We are saying that their life together is wrong. And they have a whole subculture. They have a different life that lives under our lives, right? They have their culture. They have their language. They have their way of doing things. And they've told them that, oh, they don't understand us. They don't get us, right? And so if we fall into that, we've lost her. She's not going to talk to us. She's not going to give us any information. And we don't force them to work with law enforcement. I'm not against law enforcement. I believe that we need law enforcement and we must work together with them whenever possible. But we don't force survivors to speak to law enforcement. But many times they want to once they realize what has actually happened.
Boy, Dr. Lassiter, that scenario, though, I can absolutely see myself in that position going, what are you saying? You're going to go visit him. Are you crazy? You know, and here's why you shouldn't do it. And da, 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 mm-hmm. da, da, and like you said, then she's going to completely tune you out.
Exactly.
So I applaud your calm self-restraint and just your ability to. But again, you have been trained. You know how mm-hmm. to do this. Dr. Debbie Lassiter is our guest, the CEO of the Convergence Resource Center. So what kind of training is involved if you're going to be working with victims of human trafficking?
So we have our facilitators go through, of course, human trafficking 101, but then they also go through trauma 101. They go through self-care training. They're trained in heart math, which I believe the only heart math coach and trainer in the state of Wisconsin. There may be one other one, but I am a heart math coach and trainer. We have heart math coaches at our site. We also have ad hoc facilitator trainers at our site. We train survivors to help other survivors with that. And HeartMath teaches you how to recover from trauma using your own body and to manage your stress. And so it's used in every profession. All the police officers in Germany have gone through HeartMath. Because trauma stays in your body. So they used a monitor on a police officer. He went to a domestic violence call where the person was armed at about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning when his shift started. He handled the situation, no one was hurt. He went through the whole rest of his day very calm, doing his job. At I think they said it was like 7 or 8 o'clock that evening, they checked his monitor and his stress level was exactly the same as when he walked into that situation.
Wow.
Because stress stays in your body. So we have to train them how to get that out So because it can become very detrimental, they're also trained in ending the game, which is a 10-week psychologically walking a person out of the commercial sex trade, because often they don't see it as a crime. So you have to help them understand that. And our people are also trained in a lot of different ways to work with a person. They do have on-site AODA support, not treatment, but support. And we also have on-site psychotherapists, one of the best that I know of in the country, dealing with people that have worked with human trafficking. And she trains our psychotherapists. And so those are a few of the trainings, but the training is ongoing because the world of human trafficking is consistently changing.
Sure.
And so the training is ongoing.
Dr. Lassiter, we're coming up against the break. I would love to keep you for another segment if you have the time. Yeah.
So we can, no problem.
Great. So we can continue this conversation. Dr. Debbie Lassiter is the CEO of the Convergence Resource Center. January is National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Yesterday, marking National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. If you have a question, you can text it in for Dr. Lassiter at 844-967-2789. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Luke Mathers coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. January is National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Yesterday marked National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. So our guest, Dr. Debbie Lassiter, the CEO and the co-founder of the Convergence Resource Center, been around for 20 years helping female survivors of human trafficking. Dr. Lassiter, what is something that people who are listening, what can we do? What can folks do?
Well, there are quite a few things. One of them, of course, would be to get some awareness training. Awareness is offered a lot of times throughout the state, sometimes virtually, to just know what's out there and know what's available. We do provide those trainings. If people want to have us come out and do a training or do a virtual one, we can do that. Get trained, if possible, if you have a few hours or some time during the week. We love volunteers. We love people to come alongside and help. If you don't want to deal directly with survivors, there are a lot of other ways that you can help. There's a lot of background stuff that needs to be done. Of course, if you have a services or something you want to volunteer, we are very, very open to that. For the first 13 years, we were an all-volunteer shop.
Oh, my.
And we still worked exactly like we do now. We worked our full-time jobs in the daytime and did our human trafficking stuff at night, and folks that worked second shift did theirs in the daytime. And so we did that for our first 13 years and serviced over 2,000 women. And so volunteering, of course, donations are always great, financial, or we hand out what's called a SOS bag. That's a solace offering support. I just need to let you know I'm an acronym nut, okay?
That works.
So we give them full size shower gel, conditioner, shampoo. Now, guys, I need to just say this because people right away send us a bunch of toothpaste and toothbrushes. And the ladies asked us about that. Why are they doing that? We know why they're doing it. Please stop. Send something else. Send lotion, send shampoo. We don't need socks because Bama gives us those, but other things of that nature. And then what we also do is we make blankets for the women and for little children. And we have a specific yarn that we use from Michaels. So gift cards to Michaels would help us so that we can get some more of that yarn. And also gift cards for the lady for the ladies for gas cards and things like that. Or to Walmart so they can buy things when they move into their apartment. They don't have dishes. They don't have, you know, things like that.
They're starting from zero.
Yeah, and all those things. But also, we want to really encourage men to take that pledge. We want to really, ladies, encourage the men in your life to watch that video, take that pledge, and take that stand. And we give them a nice band that they can wear that says, I'm mad and I stand against human trafficking. And it is such a conversation starter for people. So that we'd love it if they do that.
And that is so crucial, isn't it, Dr. Lassiter, that men talk to other men about this. That's the only way this is going to change, ultimately.
Yes. And while we know that men are not the only customer in the commercial sex trade, because there are a lot of female traffickers and there are a lot of women who participate in the service as well, but men are the largest part of that customer base. And we're just asking them to take the lead. Take the lead and say no.
Where are you located, Dr. Lassiter?
We're currently located at 7961 North 76th Street. That's about 76 in Bradley. And our phone number is 414-979-0591. That's 414-979-0591. And I just want to thank you so much for allowing me to stay for another segment. We really appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. This is so important, and it's a really difficult topic, and no one wants to admit that this is happening, but it is. Mm-hmm. And we can't stick our fingers in our ears and close our eyes and pretend it's just going to go away if we don't try and facilitate some changes. So, and I know you have a gala coming up, so let's talk about that.
Ooh, yes, we do. We will be celebrating our 20 years in April of 2024, April 26th at the Art Hotel, the St. Kate.
Ooh.
And we are so excited about that. Marcus is amazing. But they're really helping us. And we just would like people to go to our website at convergenceresource.org and find out about that gala and support in any way you can. And one thing we are asking people to do, we want to bring back about 50 of our clients. We see them as works of art, right? A boy recidivism track. And we're looking for services for them, people that can help buy their dress, get their hair done, get their nails done, limousine services that could pick them up and drop them off at the event and take them back home. So if you can help in any way like that or be a sponsor in any way, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, and their stories, the women who have managed to escape, their stories must, I can't even imagine what that's like.
It is amazing. We had one woman when she left her trafficker. See, because we also go to the Super Bowl. I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not. We go to the Super Bowl and do rescues on the ground because, unfortunately, the Super Bowl is the largest human trafficking event in the world. It is not the Super Bowl itself. It's the events around it, the parties and the leather and lace party, which is frightening to me. But anyway, so they do all of this. Many times when they get away, they're coming back to Wisconsin. A lot of the women we come in contact with are from Wisconsin. We're putting people on planes, sending them back here. We're sending them all over the other world as well, but a lot of them are coming back
here.
And when they come back, often the only place they have to live is to go back to the trafficker.
And
we got to stop. We got to remedy that.
Yeah. And then the cycle continues.
Starts right back up.
Yeah.
Because they are so wise and so crafty. You know, they will convince them. There have been women and girls in the hospital being treated for something that happened to them while they were being trafficked. And that trafficker will call them on the phone and say, I need you to get up out of that hospital because I need you to go back to work. And they will get up and leave that hospital. One of our ladies told us her trafficker had broken her arm and she went in, got it reset. And while she was in the hospital, he called her and said, I'm outside. She got up and nobody stopped her from walking out of the hospital.
You don't have to do that. If you're in that situation, there is help out there.
That's right.
Contact the Convergence Resource Center. Debbie, Dr. Lassiter, one more time, what's your phone number?
414-979-0591. That's 414-979-0591. And we have gone to the hospital. We will go to the hospital. You know, we have contacts all over the United States and some outside, but we can do our best to get that person out of there and get that person to safety. And there are a lot of resources in Wisconsin. As you know, we're part of the Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force. And so we are part of the governor's, the Attorney General's Task Force, as well as the Milwaukee Joint Human Trafficking Task Force with Sojourner. We're part of all of that.
Dr. Debbie Lassiter, the CEO of the Convergence Resource Center, thank you so very much for the work that you and your teams do. And thank you so very much for joining us. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Stay close. News is coming up next. And then we're going nuts for hazelnuts. This is Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.